Blog Talk Radio.
Nina Simone said it best. You have to learn to get up from the table when love is no longer being served. When people stop treating you right, even if you love them, you've got to love yourself enough to remove yourself from unhealthy situations. Malcolm X said that which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. You have one job, which is to protect yourself so that you can fulfill your life purpose. Walking away from hurtful people is not punishing them. It's protecting you.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most. Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You get better.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
What can you say about getting up early on a Tuesday morning? And for us here at Hair Radio, I'm Carrie Hines. It's a big, big challenge. We're not on broadcasting live, that is, 6 to 9 in the morning, except on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's like a three-day weekend and coming back. So officially, good morning, of course. But just know that we understand what it's like. That's why, like they say, if you're trying to get up and do things like an entrepreneur, it takes a lot. It's not easy. Everybody wants what an entrepreneur has, but not everybody is willing to do the work. And this is something I'm sure you can relate to. This is something that everybody who has dreamed of starting a business can identify with. As I say, you've got to do the work. I think that's the takeaway this morning. And so, Tuesday, this is what it's all about for us. Tuesday. The two in Tuesday means get to it.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. 2, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And 3, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am so excited to welcome back to the broadcast today our incredible special guest host, guest contributor. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. Well, I am so excited to just to have her back to talk on this very particular topic that she does. It's really like a series that she does exclusively for us. at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's her 10 things you should know. So who gets the treatment today? It is a gentleman that we just recently lost. Of course, we're talking about the mega, mega superstar in the way of black hair care, Dr. Willie Morrow. So, Mary Reed Johnson, good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely glad to be here. It's always just exciting.
Yeah.
I just appreciate you.
Well, back at you. And we're going to find out all about what's new with you and Hair Head Heart coming up a bit later. So first, Mary Reed Johnson, I've got to jump in. What on earth? Now, listen, I thought I knew just about everything about Dr. Willie Morrow. And just to tell you quickly, I had interviewed him like literally decades ago. We're talking over about, here's my age going out there, but about 20-something years ago, literally. And his daughter and I have been friends like ever since. Cheryl Morrow is just has been an incredible beacon in my little life, and the fans. You guys have gotten to know her. She's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show many, many, many times. And just that her family and what they represent and what she represents, and she's carried the torch. I call her literally hair royalty. You'll always hear that. That's how I refer to her because, to me, Dr. Morrow's the hair king. So real excited. So I can't wait to hear what Mary B. Johnson has put together for us today. So Mary B. Johnson, take it away.
All right. Well, number one, legends never die. So even though he's not physically here with
and
us.
And we're starting at number 10, right, Mary? We're going to count down.
Yes.
So this is number 10. Yes.
In recognition of that, I'm going to say everybody's got to lay hands on CBS Sunday Morning. There was just a small tribute to him, and I think that's important. So look at the July 17th, if you can find it, CBS Sunday Morning, and you'll see a little bit about.
Yeah, you can YouTube the guys out there, so
I think that's always good. So that would be my number 10. But he had a lot of layers, so we're going to chop into some of those layers that represented. And one of them ties into what you mentioned already about his daughter, Cheryl. So one of the things Willie had was a newspaper, and it was called the San Diego Monitor, and he actually ran it for many years, and then his daughter, Cheryl, took it over. So I think that's another interesting fact about Willie.
Absolutely. In fact, the San Diego Monitor News, that Cheryl, she has taken over that, which has been incredible, and it's a great digital brand. I usually get the digital version online and read. Cheryl herself always has a unique way of looking at things. And she's been able to do some incredible things with this. And she's, I kind of always think of her as kind of almost like the same as, the story with Nat King Cole, and then you got Natalie and her success. That's what Cheryl has always put me in the mind for, lack of a better, different way to say it. But that's what she's always put me in the mind of, just someone who's carried the beacon on, from a very successful dad.
So this is the type of thing, and you don't have to always come from royalty. I'll say fact number 8 would be that he had 2 children, but he came from a fairly large family in by these standards.
Really?
He was one of 8 children.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. And, tied to that.
Was he born out in California?
No, he was from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and his mother and father, I'm going to say that they would be the next one, number seven. They were sharecroppers. And you know what a sharecropper is?
Well, I definitely remember. Wasn't the sharecropper the folks who, after slavery ended, maintained the land for people to, you know, to have, you know, farms and stuff like that? But tell us what your research revealed.
Well, that is exactly. So his parents, like, he created a legacy and royalty, but he didn't come from that, is what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter. It's like if you are of sound mind and have intent to do better for the world around you, then you can. But he didn't let anything stop him.
Wow. Well, I'm just. Yeah, I'm impressed with that. I really am. And to, you know, I have to say, to hear so many incredible folks in the hair and beauty industry talk so lovingly of Dr. Morrow's commitment to the hair and beauty industry and what he has done for so many, I'm raising my hand as well. He's always been someone that I have modeled my career and life after as well. And everybody I know, we all, you know, look up to Dr. Morrow. You know, everybody I know in the hair business. So this has been, it's really big. So thank you, Mary, for doing this. This helps us to put his life into perspective. And we want to do that as a very special tribute on our broadcast.
Yes, like a lot of people didn't know about the magazine or the newspaper.
Right.
They didn't know where he came from. But I bet you they definitely didn't know I think we were at seven.
Number seven.
Or six. I've lost count already.
Okay. But, well, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll give a bonus.
But this is a bonus. It might be extra. But he also wrote several books. He had at least about a dozen books.
Wow. Now, are these books out there on the internet or through?
Some of them still are. Yep, some of them still are. There was one that he wrote that had to do with how to cut hair, you know, Afro hair, when you know, from the time he was in the military, or he helped the military.
He actually did a book about that. I didn't know.
Yep, it was a manual on how to properly cut textured African American hair. That one I think you can still find them. Let me look up the title. The title was The Principles of Cutting and Styling Negro Hair.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. So that was mainly for military people on military bases and in combat zones. Yeah. So can you imagine?
Wow. Yes. I heard he was contracted by the Department of Defense to do just
exactly.
that, to teach and educate them. And I know Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Show has talked about it as well on his broadcast. This is really incredible for me to know. I love everything about Dr. Morrow, every detail. This is, I just, you know, I see myself in you know, I see glimpses of the work that I attempt to do. If it somehow can just, you know, even be measured to some degree in some kind of, you know, comparison, I'm just impressed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you can start from anywhere. Because even though he got a contract with the Department of Defense, like you mentioned, he was initially, as far as a barber, he was self-taught. So that is another fact that people don't know.
Now, that I didn't know.
Nope.
Really?
Yes. So he self-taught and then, you know, grew whatever. I don't know. I haven't found a clear answer on when he decided to get formal training, but I'm not even sure even by the time
he might have been grandfathered in, you know, how they grandfathered a lot of the folks who were out there for so long when they started regulating it more, you know, on.
Well, I could get that, but it's like, how in the world do you get a government contract? People, you know, spend years trying to get a government contract.
That's what I was about to say. And back in the day, now it's even more prevalent to some degree. But back in the day,
you know, when nobody's even seen, I love Dr. Morrow's story because it reminds me so much, you know, when, you know, we don't sleep. Those of us who are really on our grind about the hair and beauty industry and business, you know, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, we don't sleep. We really, we're always on it. And
that's official.
So,
I know with you. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you're very kind. And we are looking for those nooks and crannies that, and really it's to help folks. And it's, mm-hmm. and so I get it that he was doing something way before other folks even had a morsel of an idea of, you know, he was on to 50 other things. It's
right?
Just incredible. Yeah. What
so,
he reminds
so,
me of, like, the Ben Franklin of, you know, not the, you know, I know Ben Franklin, you know, the, mm-hmm. the controversial thing about slaves and all this stuff and all this other stuff, but he was an inventor and had so many different ideas and spread his knowledge. So by that, I, you know.
Yeah, they didn't allow themselves to be put into a box and stay there.
No, not at
so,
all.
So multidimensional is definitely the way. So we got the newspaper,
yeah.
we've got the self-teaching and government contracting, we've got a book written, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that he also had arts exhibits?
What?
Yes.
Really?
So his main one was one called, yes, it was called Textures, the History of Black Hair. And one of the places it was at Kent State University. So even
wow.
at university level, he was
he
recognized for, yeah, for doing his thing.
Yeah.
I would say we're probably around number five, but I mean he didn't have a box. He's like, I think I could do that too. And
exactly.
he did.
And you know what? That's the thing about why, you know, the African American community, we take hair so literally. It's much more than something that's cosmetic for us. It is cultural. It is community. It means so much more. It kind of relates us, connects us all, if you will. And it's just something that we really bond over, pardon the pun there. so I'm just so grateful to all that he has accomplished. So, Mary, thank you. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
he wasn't selfish.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't selfish. Nope. He kind of spread his ideas around in different ways. And actually, you two, when I get towards number two and number one, you guys have even more in common than you know, I think.
Wow.
But,
now that's a super teaser. I can't wait till you get down there. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
So we talked. Okay, he had. The book, he had the newspaper, he had government contract, he got on university with his art show, right? Is this really
yeah.
sounding like you, right?
Wow.
He also had a product that he's tied to. A lot of people thought he invented the Jerry Curl, but he was dabbling with some stuff. But he
right.
did make it popular. And
yes,
how
well, this is what I heard about that too, Mary. You're right about the Jerry Curl. So you say he did make it popular. He popularized the curl back in the day.
Yes. So who
yeah.
what happened was he was, you know, dabbling with different products and things like his daughter does, to my understanding as well.
Yeah, like Cheryl.
And and so he sold his experiment to Jerry Redding. So
right,
Jerry
right.
Redding, if you've heard of Redken, Nexus, and you know
right,
that
yes,
family,
yes, yes.
He tweaked it,
and that's how the name Jerry
Yes. So I used to wonder, what was the difference between like a California curl and a Jerry curl or a Wave Nouveau and, you know, some of those others? The California curl, which I thought was superior, was actually his formulation.
Right, his thing, exactly. And we remember that they had the two. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be that old.
I might be older than you. I'm not sure, but we're both young in spirit. So
we're young in spirit. But I'll tell you something. And to know that our world would match up again or meet up about this and talking about the curls, and even Cheryl had created something with the Curl Academy and that she would talk about on one of our shows. So I'm loving this whole story today, and I've got to just take a moment to say, first, it is incredible, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say my very, very special guest co-host today, you guys know her, Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So, Mary, let's take a moment to chat about Mary, okay? So first, Mary, thank you again for doing this incredible job, and we'll continue the countdown in just a moment. But what on earth, you know, for the folks that are just finding out about Mary today, this is their first time hearing about Hair Head Heart. What can you tell everybody that so all the fans will know what Hair Head Heart is all about? Mary.
Well, it is all of those things from the top down, your hair to your head to your heart, all the things that might affect it. And, for example, like safety for service hair care providers or things related to industrial hygiene. So how can they extend their careers just by being more knowledgeable about, you know, these types of things. So I have a book that is in process and trying to get the last little leggings of that tied up. But in the meantime, I might put out the second book before I put out the first one, just in a different format, yes. But it's about salon safety, so that's my bend right now.
Well, you're going to come here and talk about it, I hope, to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show and over at the Upscale Magazine Radio Network. I would just love it. We want to hear more from Mary Reed Johnson.
All right.
Hairhead
Heart. It's coming.
All right. Well, listen, Mary, I want to get back to this amazing countdown. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, Mary joins us from time to time with, and it's always the 10 things that you should know. And so today, who gets the treatment but a gentleman who we just recently lost, mega star in the world of black hair care, a hair scientist, if you will, a hair educator, an entrepreneur. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Dr. Willie L. Morrow. And you guys know him well. His daughter's been with us. And I can't even, Cheryl, I don't even know how many times to say Cheryl has been on this show. She's a legend in her own right, and rightfully so. So we are going to continue this conversation this morning with Mary Reed Johnson, on the incredible Willie L. Morrow. Mary,
well, my number three fact about Willie, it ties to his books, which he talked about. He had several. But the one that just, like, put him off the map was 400 Years Without a Comb.
Yes, it did.
Yes, and my favorite line that I still use in my practice today is, I'm pretty sure it came from that book, and it is something about when our ancestors came here, they weren't allowed to pack first. And he talks about, you know, rediscovering this rich history and you know, why he felt compelled to, or we as a people, felt the need to find alternatives. And it's not that we're, you know, odd and obsessed on hair or that we're shallow. It's that we needed to find out what was similar that we could use over here that we used to use, you know, before we came over. And so that was just
wow,
eye-opening.
Well, speaking of 400 Years Without a Comb, that is, which was made into a documentary. And you guys can find it on YouTube out there and watch it. And I encourage you to do so. It's the real story. But what amazes me is that that's how I got to discover Dr. Morrow. I remember about this and had a chance to talk with him about this documentary so many years ago. And this was long before it became in vogue for everybody to have a documentary.
right?
It really was. He was, Dr. Morrow was way ahead of his time, just ahead of his
time.
Just a smart man who knew how to innovate and educate and inform and how to, you know, support community and culture.
Yep, very productive. And, just an amazing human.
Absolutely.
Related to that, though, because you are I know you think I'm just shining the apple, but for real, you are also an innovator.
We're not going to give number one yet.
I'm only on number two. I got
you're on number two. Okay. Uh-oh, here we go, number two. And Mary, did you... Now, if I could even be mentioned in remotely in the same breath, I'm honored. What a great honor.
Really? He also operated radio stations.
Yes,
so he had a newspaper.
Yes.
He had a newspaper. He had an art traveling show or two. He had, you know, several books. He, you know, brought back the Afro pick, you know, all kinds of things. And he popularized the Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
But on top of those things, he had a radio station.
That's right. I did hear about that. An FM station, I heard. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what you two.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know what?
You two have that in common.
That is a big thing. He was Hair Radio first. So we tip our hat to this incredible man. And I remember even myself being out in L.A. when I lived out in California, and Stevie Wonder owned the station out there, too. I wonder whatever happened to that. But, yeah, so many of these, because I'll tell you, especially from that generation, and Cheryl talks about this even on one of her appearances on our show. She mentions that all of these great generational gentlemen from the hair and beauty world, it was important that they put their funds and monies into a way to, you know, communicate with everybody and to get the word out about different things. It was one of the first things that everybody did, pretty much from that generation. So whether it was a magazine or a newspaper or a radio show, it was done.
Well, it certainly worked because he wasn't broke, to my understanding. So.
No, I've heard that. And we're going to, you know, one of these days we'll get Cheryl Morrow. You guys can, of course, keep tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll get her on at some point to bring us up to speed and kind of to respond to some of these wonderful countdown items today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Mary, please kindly do a review just from number 10 to number 2.
All righty. One thing, he was recognized on July 17th on the CBS Morning Show as a
2000
barber who popularized the Afro pick.
Yes, you guys can YouTube that out there. Yeah.
Yep. Nine.
So really good stuff.
Yes. Nine is about his actually, because the line was that legends never die, but they are born. So he was born October 9th, 1939. Eight. Let's see. His parents were sharecroppers.
Wow.
Seven.
Amazing.
He was a self-taught barber in San Diego.
Yeah.
Three. Six. He has about a dozen books, but one more popular than the other. Well, there were several that were popular, one of them being one based on how to cut Afro hair in the military. And related to that, number five, I believe it is, he had government contracts, a defense contract, right?
Exactly, early on. Yeah.
Yes. Number four, I believe, it was an exhibit. He had an exhibit, an art exhibit that toured the country.
Exactly. An art
exhibit.
And
one of the places, was Kent State. Yes. And that was Textures, the History of Black Hair.
Yes. Wow.
Three, he was the one who sold and popularized a product that became really, stellar, the Jerry Curl.
California, that's right.
Yep. He had California Curl, and then he sold it to Jerry Redding, yes.
Right, yeah. And so the Jerry was spelled, I think, J-H-E-R-I.
Yes, so that was how Jerry Redding spelled his name. So.
Yeah.
But number four was his most popular book was 400 Years Without a Comb.
Okay.
And, some of the historical information and how he presented it was amazing. And he did have some co-writers, but this is about him today. So
it
was a wonderful, wonderful piece of literature. Yep.
Yes.
Three. Oh, that might have been three. And then he was also a radio station. He operated a radio station, like Carrie. Yes.
Well,
and then number two, I may have my numbers off, Gary.
I think you covered number 10 through two. But to tell everybody.
But I've got number one. You've got to have number one.
Yes,
and that comes
right. But we got to give you the drum roll, everybody. And again, what you want to do is read for yourself, take a moment to Google Dr. Willie Morrow, tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show, visit our online community at hairadio.com. We're going to put Mary's Countdown there and so much more information that you can read and listen to and watch at hairadio.com. You can become a member. It's free to sign up. Or go to HRmember.com, HRmember without the S. Go to HRmember.com and register for a free membership to our online community. We're going to put a whole lot more information on Dr. Willie Morrow there. Okay, Mary Reed Johnson, we're ready for the number one thing we should know about Dr. Willie L. Morrow. Take it away.
Well, aside from the many other categories that he represented, he also had three patents that people wouldn't have known that he would be recognized for. But I'll just tell you a short version of them. One, he actually ended up getting a patent for the Afro comb in 1976.
Right.
Two, he got a patent in 1980 for a double twist hair roller. And the third patent he got most recently was for a hair straightening nozzle that you put on a blow dryer.
That's 2000. The one that I remember, that did real well, which is still out there on the internet, like an Amazon, all that stuff. I've seen it. That's how I got to, when I got to know if and I remember that, the blow dry nozzle that he was really known for. And this was a while ago, too. But, it's been out there. He's sold a whole bunch of everything he's done. Just such a smart man. And
I'm
impressed.
So he, definitely an inspiration, a modern-day inspiration, I hope, for everyone. It's like if you think it, try it, do it. Why not? Willie Morrow said we could.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea, Mary, that we are continuing his legacy. And Cheryl Morrow, it represents that. His family represents it. We want to, of course, extend our heartfelt appreciation to all that they have done to contribute to our community and the world of black hair. So,
yes. And
Mary Reed Johnson.
Can I throw in one more thing?
Sure.
You know, this man was still married to the same woman of 56 years.
I have to say he really was a stand-up man and just a great person. And there's so many, let me just say that there are many, many black men who are in the same vein as Dr. Willie Morrow, and we don't hear of it. It's not popularized on television. Mm-hmm. It's not in vogue to talk about. It's usually what you guys know about the media and the general media we're talking about. And so we're not always painted in the right scope or looked at in the way that we should be. But we can look to the incredible work of Dr. Morrow. And so today, Mary Reed Johnson helped to peel back a little bit of this incredible man and with her 10 things that you should know. Mary, thank you again. Hair, Head, Heart. Check it out, everybody. Mary Reed Johnson.
Always a
great
pleasure.
Job. All right. Okay. Outstanding. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Well, it's a time to spread some joy, to reflect on the past year, this type of thing. For me, as far as like ultimate holiday of all time, I don't know. But I am a Christian, if I can say that on the air. And so it's one more extra time to pay attention to Christ. But I walk with him daily. So let the people have their fun. Let the kids have their, you know, whatevers. But Christmas is just an amazing time to set aside and just reflect and enjoy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Mary Reed Johnson.
Hi, this is Eugene Davis from Conversations with Hair. And I wanted to say that Christmas to me is about taking a pause, stepping back and spending time with friends and family and just reflecting on what Jesus did on the cross for us. It's not all about buying presents, but it's about appreciating what he actually did for us so that we could be free and we could live a life in peace and harmony. That's what Christmas means for me. So everyone have a Merry Christmas and just love on each other and love thy neighbor.
As a Christian, Christmas is very special for me as we celebrate, you know, the birth of the Savior. So it's definitely all about family and just enjoying renewance and the fact that we get the chance to actually enjoy each other and celebrate and just, you know, celebrate God's graces. This is it. This is Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Kimmy Love and her book, Kimmy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Kimmy's Spa Party.
Hi. I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic care organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well, mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes. So technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call cinnamon buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also there are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the class is on the class is on cylinders. That's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do 3 strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try 3 strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification a Cornrows certification class, or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this Cornrow Cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent. Cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dot Hair and Body at havafelici.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, you know, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes. Please speak to that, because you're really able to, I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate, and I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey.
Right.
And then natural movement began to blossom, and this dick chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening. And I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to the radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felici Dodd. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felici Dodd.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felici Dodd. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have 3 or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, you
it's
are...
Fabulous.
It sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come out, because you make it sound so great.
Okay. Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate. And then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
We're inside there.
So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like open, you know, some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept, and it's the Ahaba Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter. So I'm a hair expert there, and I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lots of
things. And how do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are, and you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and of course the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure, and you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you. I sure will.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you.
Just a little. You broke a homie.
with you. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the thing in single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts, needed something more exciting. Bum bum be dum be dum bum be. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I'll play tag, stop in it. Like, aye, aye, aye. Why I'm in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts, needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum.
Good morning. Yes. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let us kind of jump in on this because this is something that I noticed recently. I'm kind of been in this mindset, Nicole Marie, about black theater. Black theater,
right.
If you will. Yes.
Yes.
You know, because I've grown up here, you know, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes,
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. It started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like, the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
Yes,
I'll feel you guys. Well, yeah, so did I. So I'll feel you on my audition and all that another time. But let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, to the landscape of theater. And I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact. That I was really surprised about. And you guys may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Wanna Sing. And and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister. I didn't even know this was a real performer, a singer named Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs. And one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said, Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play, Mama, I Want to Sing.
The musical, right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick. Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that
I certainly did not know that, right.
Yeah, four incredible singers. Now, of the four, Can you guess which two I've interviewed? Thought I'd get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick and hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Dee Dee Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed two of them, have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on. So, okay. You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mom, I Wanna Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had, and I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick and Sissy Houston. You know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, Sissy Houston. Now, again, Sissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, who this incredible play was based on, Mama, I Wanna Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself you guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater.
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had
my
guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for you.
Okay, well, that's okay. Let me tell you, it's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know. She is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston, just an incredible artist, and she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on.
So we're talking about that.
Yeah, we're talking about a superstar. And for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dion's sister, Dee Dee, way years earlier. And Dee Dee I had interviewed two times. And I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dion's speaking voice. And it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really, that doesn't happen all that much, but in this case, it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dion, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice. And she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, I most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the two that I interviewed, of course, are Dion and Dee Dee Warwick. So there
all
you
right.
go.
All
is
right.
that not nice? Yeah.
That's nice.
But,
I had Dion right, for sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dion right, of course.
Oh,
I had her down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know, for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater. That's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah,
they are doing, they're doing a great job. They've been really big supporters of the Hair Radio Morning Show and everything that we're doing, all of our entire team. And I'm just very happy that, you know, they're on board with us. And you guys can go to upscalemagazine.com as well. And just stay tuned. We'll always keep you informed right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie! So what did you think?
Yes. That's
awesome.
Wonderful. Yes.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, folks, keep it right here. We'll be right back. We've got more to get to this morning.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri
Hinds. I'm Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hinds.
I'm
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. Well, it is Tuesday morning, December 13th, 2022. It is our midpoint. It's about 7:35 in the morning, East Coast time. And on this incredible, it's our show number 798, again, Tuesday, December 13th of 2022. Let me just bring to the line, we're getting it rolling this morning. Let me bring to the line some of our incredible colleagues right here on the broadcast. We're leading in with Michael Hopkins. You guys know if it's Tuesday morning, it's time for Vet Talk Radio Show at about 8:30 Eastern. So in about an hour, Michael will be with us, and I can't wait to find out what he has in store for us today. Michael, let me just go ahead and get him on the line. Hopkins, Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, are you there this morning? Michael
yes,
Hopkins.
Yes, sir, Carrie Hines. I am here. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. It's great to have you again mid-show. Listen, it's our show number 798, so that means we have just two broadcasts until celebrate on Friday. So just want to remind the listeners, to everybody who's tuned in, we're not on tomorrow. So tomorrow you can go to upscalemagazineradio.com, play something over there. They're around the clock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we're off tomorrow. Then we're back on Thursday and Friday. So we have Thursday and Friday shows that are live, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Of course, Friday is show number 800, so you don't want to miss that. Okay.
Oh,
Michael Hopkins, have I got a treat for you and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show right now.
Uh-oh. What can it be?
I tell you, I am so very, very happy to make this incredible announcement today. This is someone who we have missed so very, very much on this broadcast, I really have to say. And she comes to us, she comes to us out of, okay, this is where we need a drum roll, Michael Hopkins.
Yeah, I was
she
ready to say, drum roll, please.
Yes, exactly. She comes comes to us out of Jacksonville, Florida. Baloo is back. Candle
oh,
Queen.
Oh, good. Baloo is back.
Good morning, Blue. You're on with Michael Hopkins.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I missed you all.
Oh, yeah, we missed you, too.
Only half as much. Exactly. Just only half as much as we've missed you. Well, listen, the fans have asked, where is Blue? Where is Blue? We want our candle talk. We want our candle talk back.
Hey,
bring
sounds
back
good
the candle
to me.
Talk. Where's the end of the day? So you are greatly missed on the show. So Blue, listen, it's the holiday season. We want to talk to you about all of that. But first, what happened? Where were you? What do you want to share this morning with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Yes. Good morning to everyone again.
Yes.
Oh my God, Carrie, I had left my part-time job on Friday. I want to say the 27th or the 28th. And I was not feeling all that great. So I went to Mayo Clinic. And when I got there, they were like, you're not leaving. And I'm like, huh? Yeah, we're going to have to admit you. And I'm like, what happened? What's going on? You know, and Mayo Clinic had to admit me due to low calcium related to hypothyroidism and vitamin D deficiency and community acquired pneumonia. So I was given a whole lot of IV antibiotics. When I say a lot, I mean, I must have seen about 10 or 15 bags of stuff just hanging in my room on that big old cart. And I was in there about a week, a little over a week.
My goodness.
Yeah,
you were there a while.
And I asked them, like, how did I even, because I've never had pneumonia, and I get, being that I have a kidney transplant, I have to, it's like required for me to get a flu shot every year, which I have been doing for the 18 years on dialysis, and every 5 years I have to get a pneumonia shot. So I do all that religiously. It's just like me fixing my tea or coffee every day, you know. I make sure I get those shots. Every October I'm getting a flu shot, and every 5 years I'm doing that pneumonia shot. So I don't know. I had to ask them how this happened. And they said it was in the air. It was in the air. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I want to just remind everybody, please wear your mask. Wear your mask. You got to wear two. It is really, really, really important, especially when it's cold like this, because things are in the air. And everybody thinks because it's cold, it's fighting stuff, but it's not. It's attacking us. Mm. So please stay aware of your surroundings.
Wow.
Use your hand sanitizers. And we here at Divine Energy Luxury Candles also make hand sanitizers. So that's why I'm like, I use it so much, you know, because I make it, So I didn't understand. I was really confused with that.
Well, you know what, though, Blue?
Pneumonia.
Here's the deal with that. I believe, you know, no matter, you know how much you do, which you religiously do these things in prevention, which is fantastic. What those things do is help to minimize the occurrences or the potential occurrences, or help to diminish those possibilities and chances. So that's great. No one can guard 100% against anything.
Well, I'm
so
I'm learning because I haven't been sick
sitting in the hospital
years.
And, you know.
Yeah, I've been sick in years. And I say years, I mean years. And now that I get a kidney, that's the first time. Like, I'm going on 2 years in January, you know. This is my first time being sick in probably like 15 years. So it was a really
that
big shock for me.
That really is, Karen. That really is incredible.
Exactly.
I haven't been sick in so long, and my symptoms were my eyes were hurting. When I stood up, I was lightheaded. When I was breathing, it was hard for me to walk from place to place. Like I usually I can go from my bedroom to the bathroom, which is like maybe a couple feet up there. And it was hard for me to do that. And I had really, 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 really bad heart pain. Like, I had pain in my chest. Really bad pain.
Oh, my God.
So after 2 days.
And that is just.
Yeah. After 2 days of trying to see maybe things would change, and when things weren't changing, I was like, I reached out to the people on my kidney transplant team, because I have a team of people that work with me. And when I sent them that text message, they said, we think you really need to go to the ER. And I was like, doing it. Heard you. You only got to tell me once. And I went.
Something like that.
And I didn't leave. And I did not leave. So,
Well, I'll tell you something.
But I feel wonderful now.
Oh, you
I feel
sound
wonderful.
Incredible. You
I
sound
feel
incredible.
Wonderful.
So
I'm still coughing
nice
a little,
to...
and I'm drinking my tea, though. But I'm here, and I'm grateful.
Well, we're happy to have you back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Blue,
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Queen of candles. You guys know her. She's the CEO of Divine Energy Candles, an incredible luxury line of candles that we just love. And so if today's your first time tuning in, here's what Blue does. She usually comes in. She chimes in about mid-show, and she gives us an incredible scent of the day, right, Michael? She comes in gives us a wonderful scent of the day that we can kind of, you know how much of a candle king I am. So, you know, I'm into candles.
That's about right.
All right. Yeah, I love candles. Mm-hmm. I've always loved candles. And particularly this time of the year where it's so incredible what the sensory, what the smell can do. So I am just, first of all, I'm overjoyed, and I give God thanks for bringing Miss Blue back to us. And
Good
to have you. Okay.
Thank
Blue, I want to know what, I know while you were there in that hospital, you were thinking of all your fans at the Air Radio Morning Show and the candle scent you're going to be talking about. So what do you have for us today, Blue?
Okay, absolutely. I'm going to start off something for the holidays, and I'm going to rear away from my wonderful foodie sense, because you guys know I love the food sense, and I will bring them to you.
We love it.
I will bring them to you Thursday, Friday. I'll have some food for you. Today, I'm doing a Christmas hearse. Now, a Christmas hearse is a classic. It's a classic holiday scent that tells the story of a cozy holiday night, sipping some wine in front of your fireplace. And this fragrance oil is combined with orange spice notes that are from the kitchen, fir, pine from your Christmas tree, and an earthy smokiness from the fireplace.
That's sounding good.
It's a Christmas Eve in a candle. Yes. And this candle is infused with orange, cinnamon, clove, vetiver, and pine. Now, we have top notes of cinnamon, ginger, some orange peel. We have a middle note of clove and cypress. And that base note is going to be your pine and your fir. Candle is smelling super amazing with all those wonderful fragrance oils.
I close my eyes and I can just feel it. So I love how you describe this. This is Christmas Eve in a candle, literally.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
that sounds so very nice.
Sipping you some wine, enjoying the evening. Yes.
Something like that. I'm also, you know, when you think of Christmas, I mean, is it just me, but I have to say pine just fills the house. The tree just gives off such a pine smell. And for me, I love it. I love it. And I love your top notes, your middle notes, the bass notes. I love all the notes. You hit a high note with this
one. Yeah, how about that? Man, that candle sounds great.
This is
amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
It really good.
Now,
the color
Yes, but Blue, can we light it before Christmas Eve? Do we have to wait till Christmas Eve?
Yes, because you want that pine to go to your house. Yes, absolutely. Light it. Hey, as soon as you do, you can light it because it's going to be green or red. I like to use those two colors when I make this candle. So absolutely, please light it that way. If you don't, because I have some customers that sometimes they don't get a Christmas tree. So they love this, like the Christmas hearth, and they like the forest pine that I make as well because that also smells like a Christmas tree. So
it just makes the whole house.
You
know what,
though,
Blue?
Yes, it does.
Michael, if they don't have a tree, and Blue, you guys, we light those candles, people will be looking in every room for that tree.
Trying to find
that
tree.
Yes, they will.
Carrie, they will. They will, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They definitely will.
I would just crack up. Well, listen, Blue, I'm so grateful to have you here. You know, Divine Energy Candles, it just, we play the commercial, we run everything, we talk about Blue, but there's nothing like having the Queen of Candles back with us live mid-show today to kind of help us to get our day started, the fans of this broadcast.
Yeah,
so we love
DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Yes.
Thank
now,
so
we
much.
Want folks, of course, during the holiday season, you know, guys and Blue, we're off tomorrow, so we're not here live from the 6 to 9 morning show. We'll be back Thursday live this week with show number 799 on Thursday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern as usual. And then Friday, of course, this Friday. So, Blue, big candle talk on Friday because it's our show number 800.
I'm going to do two.
Yes. So we need a big celebratory candle 800. Can we work on that? Candle 800.
I like that. Candle 800.
Yes.
That's a special edition. That should be a limited edition.
I like that.
Yes. I agree.
So DivineEnergyCandles.com is your website.
DivineEnergyCandles.com, because I love the site. You have a lot of scents. And the other thing we always want to remind folks is that if somehow, if they don't see what they like there, you got a lot for them to like. You do something called custom, you know, creation. Can you tell us a little bit about that again?
Yes, when I do custom orders for customers, I have a lot of RTS candles, and those are ready to ship. However, if a customer sees something on my website that I do not have, I have no problem with reaching out and getting with my candle distributors and getting what they need and getting those candles to them. As soon as they need them, they are ready.
Wow.
So, yes,
now,
we will definitely do custom orders, colors, scents. Mm-hmm. Colors and scents. Just let us know. We got you.
Awesome. Listen, Divine Energy Candles, you got us covered. The candles got us covered. Again, DivineEnergyCandles.com. Blue,
absolutely.
The CEO. Yes. Now, listen, folks, we just talked a little bit about the schedule for this week. And, again, we're off tomorrow. So we won't be here live from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern on December 14th. Say December 14th of 2022. Tomorrow, we're off for just one day. Then we're back Thursday live with show number 799. We're having a special guest. She'll be joining us at 8 o'clock. Her name is Tara, and she's new to the show, so she'll be with us on Thursday. She's got a lot to share. You don't want to miss her joining us at 8 o'clock on Thursday. And then, of course, Friday is the big celebration that we've waited for a long time. It's our show number 800. And boy, oh boy, we got some folks dropping by on Friday. So you don't want to miss a lot of your favorites. They'll be back with us for a very special broadcast. And Candle 800 from Divine Energy Candles. So that is something big, big, big. So listen, everybody wants to know, what happens after show number 800? Okay, so Friday, December 16, 2022, we'll be on show number 800 from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. After that wraps at 9 o'clock, I'll be dancing a jig on top of the studio.
Uh-oh.
But after we wrap, we'll be off. We'll be off for 2 weeks, two solid weeks. We come back on New Year's Eve night, Saturday night, folks. So, yes, you heard us right. We'll be away from the 6 in the morning show for 2 weeks following Friday. So you won't hear from us after Friday, December 16th of 2022, until Saturday night, New Year's Eve. So Saturday night, starting 10 o'clock East Coast time, 9 o'clock if you're out in the Central Time Zone. We're going to broadcast live from 10 o'clock at night to 12:30 in the morning. It's my own countdown. It's a New Year's Eve countdown right here live on radio. So you dial the 516 number as normal at about 10 o'clock at night. You'll hear us here. That's 10 a.m. I'm sorry, 10 p.m. nighttime, 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. And boy, oh boy, we've got a New Year's Eve blast for you. We do it every year. We have amazing songs. We got live entertainment. We have so much going on at night. We can talk a little bit more freely because it's nighttime, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So once you put the kids to bed, you got to party with us. So that's Tuesday night. And then after that, we return on Wednesday, January 4th of 23, for our first live 6 in the morning broadcast. So after we wrap show number 800, we are really off from the morning until Wednesday, January 4th of 2023. So we have a long stretch that we're working on new content for next year. We have so many wonderful updates. So lots of things that we are going to be bringing you. So please tune in this week so you'll get all the updates firsthand. And, Mike, I want to just make sure we don't have all the background stuff going on this morning. Want to make sure folks can hear us. And thank you so much. So, Blue, we'll see you back here soon. Maybe on tomorrow.
Oh,
Thursday,
yeah.
Thursday,
looking
so.
Forward to
not
that.
Not tomorrow, but Thursday.
No, Thursday. Thank you, Blue. Including the back.
Okay, so listen, we'll be checking on. We're going to stay on top of this and make sure Blue is doing okay. And, you know, she always takes care of herself, but we're just going to look. We're going to still look at Blue, okay?
I can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it. Enjoy Tuesday. Tuesday the 13th. I have to keep saying Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay with us for much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Nina Simone said it best. You have to learn to get up from the table when love is no longer being served. When people stop treating you right, even if you love them, you've got to love yourself enough to remove yourself from unhealthy situations. Malcolm X said that which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. You have one job, which is to protect yourself so that you can fulfill your life purpose. Walking away from hurtful people is not punishing them. It's protecting you.
All right, we're back live. It is Tuesday morning, December 13th of 2022. It's our show number 798, and it's 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7, if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And I want to bring back to the line Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, it's our show number 798. Hopkins, we've got two more days. We'll be on Thursday morning and Friday. We're not on Wednesday tomorrow, the 14th. We'll be back on Thursday morning, December 15th. So we're just taking one day sabbatical, if you will, for your show. We'll be back on Thursday with show number 799. And our special guest at 8 will be Tara. You're going to just love her. Tara Merchant is her name. First time being on our show. Michael, it's Tuesday, December 13th. Now, you know, coming up in about a half hour, it's time for VTR, Vet Talk Radio. So, Hopkins, what are we going to be talking about today? Can you give us a little preview?
Wow, Carrie. Oh, I sure can. I went back and kind of dusted off one of the topics that we talked about, and I looked at it, and it's basically about if your claim is denied and what kind of options that you have. And I thought I would go back over that, and I actually have a surprise for our listeners. So I want them to stand by, my fans.
Everybody's fans,
stand by.
All right. Well, that's a super teaser today. So, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Today is Tuesday, December 13th of 2022. And it's about, like I said, a little after 8 in the morning, Eastern Time, 7 if you're out in Central Time Zone. And if it's Tuesday morning, of course, we lead off our week with Vet Talk Radio Show. Be on at 8:30 Eastern live today with Michael Hopkins. I'll be joining Michael on the air for that. And if you're in Central Time, so it's about 7:30 this morning. So listen, we've got a lot more to get to, Michael, when we come back. We also are going to talk a little bit more about some of the updates that are going on Hair Radio. You don't want to miss it. So kind of just...
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, we've been digging in the vault for some of our great music and music that we've enjoyed over the last few years, and some of it we've missed, like this great song by, I call them E, W, and F. I don't think you guys out there know quite what I mean by that. So we'll go ahead and get this music on. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to, I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life, and it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth. And
hello there, it's Mia, and I'm back. I'm one of the brand ambassadors at Carrie Hines Hair Care. I'm here to help you get started with your very own Carrie hair industry distribution business. By the completion of this video, you'll know how you can make a difference in the lives of so many coping with hair loss. You'll also learn next steps in launching your very own Carrie hair products distribution business. It's also a great way for you to generate income while helping your community. First, if you've dreamed of being in the dynamic world of the hair and beauty industry but didn't know how to start, this is a dream come true. Carrie Hines is a longtime hair industry stalwart who has made a big difference in the lives of so many launching a hair biz career. He's also worked very hard on behalf of the millions suffering from the effects of thinning hair, hair damage, and hair loss. So much so that he's created the world's first traction alopecia foundation, TAF. Go to CarrieHinesHairCare.com to learn all about the education of hair care and how this is a revolutionary approach to successfully running your hair industry business. Carrie products are all-natural shampoos, regenerating conditioners, great hair growth oils, and so much more. Also, Carrie products are salon direct, meaning they go straight from Carrie Hines Hair Care to our Carrie distributors and on to the hair salons and barbershops. You won't find Carrie at the big box stores. Our goal is to offer a brand that the hair industry professionals can believe in and support. As a Carrie distributor, it's your job to get Carrie to those professionals in the salons and barbershops. Remember, Carrie is a complete hair growth system that's effective and hair clients will love. Carrie products are available in all sizes for back bar professional use and to prominently display in your shop's retail purchase area. Offering Carrie at your location will greatly increase your bottom line. As a Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3 Carrie distributor, you'll be authorized to present the Carrie brand to a professional hair community that is very much interested, and will help you select which tier will best suit your business goals. Each distributor is set up with all the materials to get you on your way, including your own telephone number and so much more. Carrie.com has complete details about our products, services, and how you can become a distributor, educator, platform artist, affiliate, or follow others on their hair journey with Carrie. Don't forget to pick up a Carrie mug or t-shirt in our website store while you're at Carrie.com. Again, I'm Mia, one of the brand ambassadors at Carrie Hines Hair Care. I hope you found today's presentation helpful. Please reach out to us at...
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and also for the Upscale Magazine Radio Network, we have some very, very special guests joining us today. Now, it's all about a brand new BET Plus holiday movie. Now, it's called A Wesley Christmas, and we have some members of the cast who are with us today for the very first time, and we're so excited. Terrell Hill, Kevin Savage,
yes,
and Rolanda Rochelle. Good morning,
yes.
Everybody. Good morning.
Good
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good.
Yes. Well, listen, I want to jump right on in and tell the folks first a little bit about A Wesley Christmas, because it's, you know, this is not all that often that we have these wonderful holiday movies that reflect folks of color. So I want to hear from Sorrell. Why don't we just start with you? You play one of the younger siblings from the I'm going to say the Wesley clan. So tell us a little bit about the movie and your experience today on working with everybody.
Well, as a really quick summary, Wesley's Christmas is about one big happy family that's just going through another holiday season. Everybody has their own individual plights and stories, but as we come together, we see all the stories collide. And I don't want to give up any spoilers, so I kind of want to keep it at that and let my other castmates expound. But I know for me personally, anytime I work with Octet Productions, I always have an incredible time. So major shout out to them and Bree with writing this entire project. And I had a great time. D.C. is my favorite city. So I was just grateful to go back to a second home, let alone like be working with so many incredible people. So I really had a great time working on the project.
So you guys shot out in D.C., is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And as Terrell mentioned, so the project was written by Bree West, and it's produced by Bree and Chuck West. So, and of course, directed by Patricia Cuffey Jones. And we're so excited. And so many, you have a cast. This is a cast. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Terrell will be, we're going to be definitely checking in a little bit more and get some more details from you. Now, Terrell Hill starred also in a few other projects that we are familiar with. Okay, so Judas and the Black Messiah, and stars Step Up, amongst other things. So this is really nice. Kevin, just chatted with you a little bit before we went on mic today. You play one of the older siblings there in the Wesley clan for a Wesley Christmas. What can you tell us about your character, Kevin?
Well, first off, you know, I got to give a shout out to Bree and Chuck and Octet Productions because without them, we would not be here, right? So,
yeah.
Shout out to those guys. My character, Chris West, he's very responsible, very intelligent, I might add. So, there's a lot that's going on. I can't give out spoilers like, you know, Terrell said, but I will say that we got some beef, me and my little brother. And as the movie progresses, you know, you watch it, you kind of can decide, you know, which side you want to be on. So I love that aspect of the movie. And we just have fun. That's like, he's like my little brother. You know, we worked together on a quad, which I never knew that that was his first project, bro. I didn't even know that.
Wow.
We got to work on a prod together. Yeah. So it was fun. So, yeah.
Well, I cannot wait until everybody really gets a chance to see a Wesley Christmas. I really am excited about it for you guys. And also, I have to say, we're also being joined by Rolanda Rochelle. And I have to say, Rolanda, I just love your story. Now, you play Aunt Glow, Gloria Corbett. Now, what can you tell us about Gloria? Or shall we say Aunt Glow?
Glow, yes. thank you so much for having me having the cast. So, yeah, Gloria is like she's the sister friend, the auntie, and like the family friend to the Wesley family. And she brings life to the party. She's also Sylvia, who plays Sylvia is played by Jasmine Guy, so I'm like her best friend. And she brings light. She brings the light. She brings the funny, and you know, she brings the libation to the party. So she brings a lot of excitement. And she's also dealing with her own vices. You know, she's a widow, and the impact of her loss. You know, how she grieves, and you know that so many families can probably identify with you know, with how we grieve, and how, you know, why she does what she does. But again, not to give too much away.
Exactly. We want folks to tune in to a Wesley Christmas, okay?
Yeah.
So we love
that.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. And I'm also, like I said, I love all of your stories, guys. I love the stories, your actual stories and the story of a Wesley Christmas. And I want to kind of talk a little bit about what it's like, you guys. You're working in the business, you're working in the industry, you each have, you come with experience. And you joined by literally, to me, an all-star cast. I think this is amazing. You have some big names out there in this wonderful movie. You really do. So really quite exciting, you know, to talk about. It really is. So I want to talk about your actual Christmases, I guess, is the right way to say it. Terrell, let's circle back to you. So, as you know, we can't point out all the real things and drama, I'm sure, that's going on in the Wesley Christmas, so we don't want to give anything away. So I do want to ask you a little bit about your own holiday, you know, celebration, because I have to tell you, at my house, I think this movie, Wesley Christmas, could have been written about the Hines family, okay, because, you know, every holiday there is something going on when we gather. And so tell me a little bit about that. How is it for you? Could you relate to some of the things that Todd, your character, experiences in the movie?
So Todd is a particular case where I can see some relativity, like some things that are common between me and Todd, but I don't think me and Todd operate the same way. We may think the same way and take the same type of, like, what's the word I'm looking for, risk when it comes to things that we believe will work, and I'll just leave it at that. But outside of that, yeah, I don't really move how time moves.
That's a real good teaser for us. We gotta see this movie now.
He's not wrong. You know what I mean, about a lot of the stuff that he's dealing with. But at the same time, if it's about how me and my family get down, there's a lot of similarities. Obviously it was a Christmas movie without a Christmas dinner, right? So you might see that in the movie, but we definitely have that going on in our crib. A lot of long walks with cousins before meals, if you know what I mean. That's cool too. A lot of good
before
vibes,
the cranberry sauce, you know, is wrong. Yes.
A lot of arguments over who's actually going to wash the dishes.
Exactly.
The household, just like any other household, trying to keep the positivity, because we all go through things. Our family has taken a few losses in the last 5 to 10 years that we can all point to that would make holiday seasons a little tough to go through, much like the Westerns have something in the way of their celebration. But, you know, that's the best part about Christmas movies. We bring people together in times that we need family, and Wesley's have a great way of bringing everybody together. You know what I mean? Watching a Christmas movie is the perfect Christmas tradition.
Exactly.
all of that's alive in my house.
Awesome. So, Kevin, I have to turn to you, Kevin Savage, who plays, again, the older brother, Chris. So, Chris Wesley. So, tell us about your experiences. Were you a fan of holiday movies growing up?
Absolutely. I mean, my favorite one is just Christmas. And so, you know, it's this whole thing about, you know, coming together and just the spirit of it, and just really connecting with people that you hadn't seen throughout the year. Having a good time, just letting it be organic. And I love to eat. I can eat. So the fact that my grandma who raised me, I mean, she cooked like crazy. So, like, you know, I'd be eating all day. And I was always really
Kevin,
skinny.
You are from Philly. So Kevin Savage is from Philadelphia. Yeah, so you talk food is what, and I'm from Philly, folks, I know out there are fans, but Philadelphia is all about food. Food and family. So, you know, it's the city of brotherly love. You know that. So awesome. Yeah. And it seems like you guys have all carried this with you down to the Atlanta area. And so real excited. Rolanda, I got to ask you, being a Texan, you were born out in Texas and moved over to Atlanta, like I just mentioned, with the cast members, you guys out there. So what can you tell us? Because, you know, pursuing your dreams, I think when I was reading over your story, it really hit me, because I said, my gosh, to really pursue your dreams at whatever age, I think is important. And so I loved how it was all worded. What do you say to folks who may be a little bit reluctant to, you know, to pursue their dreams? What do you say to folks out there?
I think, to answer that question briefly, because I can go on and on. I just think once we reach a certain age, we tend to give up on that childhood dream, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And then it comes to, it's revealed once you realize how much time you have on this earth and how much time you've wasted. So especially when you start to retire, it's like, okay, so what am I going to do now? You know what I mean? So with me, my dream came to fruition after my divorce, and I felt like at this point, this is an opportunity for me to live. You know, let me just accomplish those dreams that I've always wanted to, you know, those things that I've always wanted to do, and acting was one of those things. And it helped me combat my fear of public speaking, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I did some theater, and you know, and people saw, and I saw, oh, I can really do this thing because I have experience that I can bring to the forefront. You know, when you after a certain age, you got a lot to pull back from. You know, so
exactly.
So yeah, it's one of those things that I feel like if you have a dream, as long as you have breath in your body and God allows you to live. Why not go for it? It's just not for the young folks. And my job is to prove that there is a God.
Exactly. Awesome. Rolanda Rochelle, everybody. Aunt Glow.
Thank you.
Aunt Glow plays Gloria Corbett. Okay, on the Wesley Christmas. Okay, I've got to say, because once I heard that you guys were coming to Upscale Magazine Radio and to my show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, I was kind of blown away because I'm always wondering about the influences of how did you, you know, like we were just talking with Rolanda and she's telling us about what her motivation was. I have to ask you guys, Terrell, who were some of the influences for you? Who were some of the folks who kind of made you say, okay, this is what I want to do? And I know they want me to wrap it up soon, but I'm going to push a couple minutes.
I'll be quick. You know, I'll have to obviously give love to my mother who has supported me in every decision, but I have to shout out two men in my life that in particular provided a safe space for me to really put my time into this craft. My stepfather, Archie, Big Archie, he was the first creative I ever met. He's the first person to put me in the studio. He's the first person I ever knew that I had any acting experience. He's the first person I knew I'd been on TV. And I met him in like 2006. And between 2008 and 2009, I was in the studio recording, and a lot of new things opened my mind in the realm of possibilities. So thank you to Big Arch. But mainly, I'll have to say my older brother, who unfortunately passed away in 2018, was the actor in the family. Yes. Yeah, he was the actor in the family. He was the person who had been acting. He'd been playing instruments. He went to school for opera. He was a 4.6 GPA genius. And unfortunately, he lost his life to cancer in 2018. And I just kind of don't let days go by where I don't put as much effort into my craft because I know if he was here, he would. And if he would have had the option to be here, he'd be probably a lot further along than many people, you know. So the least I can do is try my best. So for Archie and my brother Tev, I gotta put on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. Wow, amazing. I have to say, and Kevin, what about yourself, sir? Anybody you want to shout out to? Anyone who's influenced you? You want to talk about?
Definitely. I mean, I was adopted. I was adopted at the age of two. Found my parents about 13, 14 years ago. Found my mother on a Tuesday, found my father on a Thursday, all in the same week. And I went through that process with my twin sister, Artie Savage. Shout out to her. She's my heart, my light, my joy. She's always believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. She's always pushed me to go further, and I love her. So that I would say she's the one that's been more, you know, the most impactful in my life.
Wow. I have to tell you guys, boy, you! I see why, in part, you were selected for this movie. I see it. I can hear it. Rolanda Rochelle, what can I say? You know, your story itself is a testimony about following your dreams. Now, what do you say? And I'm going to just ask the others. first, let me just ask you really quickly your influences, and then what do you say to, you know, the kids who come up and are so happy to see that you're doing what you're doing? What kind of advice do you give them?
Yeah, as an influencer, I've always said, you're going to get old, as they would say. You're going to, every day we're aging, and we should not allow age to limit us. So right. I just want to be that example to give kids something to look forward to. And
yes,
people that are my age and older, give them an example just to show, instead of just saying it, I'm actually living it. So I can tell them, but I'm actually proving that it is possible to live out
yes
your dream. And don't allow anybody to dictate your life. When you're in this industry, people put limitations on it. Oh, you want to be an actor? That's crazy. Or you want to be an artist? Oh, that's crazy. But somebody has to do it. We, you know, we have to
yeah
be entertained. So my advice is just don't put any limitations on yourself. Just go after your dream. God gives us a purpose. We have gifts. And if I just don't want to be on my deathbed regretting, you know, this is something that I've always wanted to do and I never fulfilled it. So there's so many people
oh,
in their grave wishing they could have done, you know, whatever it is that they wanted to do, but they allowed society to dictate that for them. So
exactly
my advice to them is just live your life. Live it.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Well, on that note of Wesley Christmas, it's again BET Plus. What a great holiday movie for the whole family. We are just shouting out everybody. I want to take a moment to shout out the folks behind. First of all, they have an entire cast of folks, plus the folks behind the scenes. We're shouting out everybody from hair and makeup, everybody. We love all the folks who help to pull things like this because projects, they're, you know, it's a whole lot of folks that work on these projects. So,
up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, we're live. It is Tuesday morning, December 13th of 2022. It's about 8:31 Eastern Time as we broadcast live from Brooklyn, New York. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our show number 12 for Vet Talk Radio Show. And I'm so excited to bring the host to the line. You guys know him super well. We're talking about the one and only Hopper. I call him the Hopper, Michael Hopkins, out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, hello, hello, and good morning again to everybody. Yes, Hopkins, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes, so I'm excited. First of all, it's Tuesday morning. You guys know every Tuesday we get to do this wonderful thing, which is the Vet Talk Radio Show, as you just heard on the opening. So, Michael Hopkins, let me first officially welcome all your fans to the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
I want to welcome everybody, and a special salute to the vets. The veterans, we just appreciate you. We thank you for your service. And particularly this time of year, we're thinking about you always. And so we want to make sure and shout out the veterans always on this program.
Always.
So, Michael.
Always, Ken.
Yes. And to you, sir, you are a veteran. So, Michael Hopkins, I have to say, it's almost Christmas time now. I want to know, what on earth are we getting into today on Vet Talk Radio?
Wow, Carrie. What
yes
we're doing
nice
today is this, Carrie. And I went
okay
back and, you know, I looked and then, like I always say, I'm right there in the trenches with my veteran brothers and sisters when it comes to the whole claims process. I'm right there with them. And I hear
wow
things that they tell me and we talk about things. And one of the topics that came up was being denied. You do all this work as a veteran, you put your claim together, you just know that you're going to win this claim. You got all the evidence. You got nexus letters. You got everything that a veteran needs to file a claim. But guess what happens, Carrie Hines?
If you've got everything and you're well loaded, so to speak, and stocked and ready for when in your column, what could possibly go wrong?
Unfortunately and regrettably, you can get denied. Even though you have all the evidence, you have everything and the kitchen sink, you can still get denied.
Yeah. Wow. So what does a person do, Michael, if this happens and, you know, and it's like a little bit of a knock at your morale and all of that? What should you do?
Well, you know, Carrie, the first thing that I always tell veterans to do is don't panic. We go into the panic mode as veterans. You know, we give to the denial, we throw the letter away and all that. I tell them, don't panic. Read the letter a couple of times so that you understand why they denied you. That's one of the things, unfortunately, a lot of vets don't do. They don't read the letter. The letter has valuable information. And by them not reading it, unfortunately and regrettably, you can miss a lot of stuff.
What are some of the things that, for example, Michael, the letter might say that they might miss?
Well, for example, they denied you, but you know what happened? It's a real simple one, Carrie. You didn't have a diagnosis for whatever what you filed for. You had all this beautiful information, but you didn't have a diagnosis from a doctor, a treating physician, a nurse practitioner, a chiropractor. You know, whoever was treating you, they didn't give you a diagnosis. And if you don't have a diagnosis, you're going to get turned down. It's just that simple. You're going to get turned down. And sometimes things are so obvious, Carrie, that we kind of overlook stuff as veterans when we're putting these claims together. It's kind of unfortunate, but it just happens. You get caught up in the magic of doing this and the excitement because you know this is a high-value claim. I'm going to win this bad boy, and now all of a sudden I'll be at 100% permanent and total. And your hopes are up, and then this happens. And, you know, you get a little sad, a little depressed behind this, but there's hope. Now, Carrie, one of the things that a veteran can do, they can file a form, and that form is called a supplemental claims form. And as usual, it's the government. The form has a number. It's VA Form 20-0995.
Repeat that one more time, Michael, for your fans.
It's called a supplemental form. The VA form number is VA Form 20-0995.
Wow.
And basically, Terry, what that form does, and just a little quick backstory on this, back in 2019, what the VA did, they went to a new system. It's called the AMA system. Or basically what is happening is this. The old system, we had to go back and forth and file and refile and all that. This system now, you have three options. As of 2019, you have three options if you don't agree with what the VA claim section said to you. Even if you won the claim and you think you should have a higher rating, you have these three options. The first one's what we just talked about, the 20-0995, the supplemental form. And basically, what you're asking for, Carrie Hines, in the supplemental form, you want them to look at new and relevant evidence that you have for the particular claim that you filed for. Say, for example, perfect example, you have sleep apnea. You've been diagnosed with it. You have paperwork. You got sleep apnea. And it's secondary to mental health claim that you're already rated for. Say you're rated for PTSD, combat PTSD.
Right.
Well, you sent all your paperwork in, except you forgot one thing. Your diagnosis for PTSD. I mean, excuse me, your diagnosis for sleep apnea. You forgot.
Right, right.
You forgot to send it in.
Yeah.
So you got turned down, and you're scratching your head trying to figure it out. Finally, it dawns on you that guess what happened? You forgot to send a simple form in. You fill out the 20-0. Yeah, I mean, it's just, but, you know, you fill the form out. You send it back in along with the new evidence, Carrie, and guess what happens?
Oh, I feel like ringing a bell.
ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
You get rated now because you supplied the VA claims and compensation system what they needed. They needed one piece of paper from you. But once again, if you don't read and you don't understand, this is what you'll miss out on. And sleep apnea is pretty much a big – that's what we call a high dollar claim. It's if you're using a CPAP, it's 50%. I mean, you get a 50% rating right off the break.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could mean, Carrie, if you're at 90%, that could mean you jumping to 100% as a veteran. Yeah. And that is the goal of every veteran that files. Pretty much that's their goal, to get to 100%.
Yes.
That's where all the money comes in, all the bennies and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And by bennies, you mean benefits.
Yeah, the benefits. All the benefits. Now, that's the first one. Now, the second one, and believe it or not, the form sounds just like the first one. It is a VA form. 20-0996. Once again, it is a VA form, 20-0996. Now, this is what the difference is, Carrie Hines. This form that we're talking about now is basically called a higher level review form. And now, what do I mean by a higher level review form?
Okay.
Let's take the same scenario about sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea. Yeah.
You get awarded sleep apnea, but instead of awarding you 50% because you use a CPAP machine or breathing machine, somehow they rate you at 30%, and you're rated, but you totally disagree with that rating. You totally disagree. You know you should be at 50%. So you file this higher level review form because you want to talk to somebody. It's like the old, and you've been a supervisor. It's like, I want to talk to your supervisor. That's basically what this form is saying.
Yeah,
it's equivalent to that. And it awards you the opportunity to talk to a live person in the VA claims and compensation section. They'll actually call you up, believe it or not, Carrie. They will actually, you give them a time frame that they can call you as a veteran.
And they do.
And they do. They call you up. and they talk to you as a veteran about this particular issue.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, it used to be it was so hard to get through to talk to people, and
right,
boom,
right,
you get to talk to somebody. And
these days, that's a rare thing.
Yeah, it's a rarity. It's a rarity.
Yes.
But this is one of the things when they changed everything around for veterans, this was one of the benefits.
Excellent.
That you got to talk to them. And a lot of times, Kerry, what has happened is just like the matter of a difference of opinion. Maybe the person that raided you didn't see this, or they did not understand that you deserved a higher rating because you have a CPAP machine. They missed that part. So when you talk to the higher level raider and you explain to them and they go back and look, guess what they see?
What?
Your paperwork that clearly says you have a CPAP. So then what they do is they go back, they raise your rating to 50%.
Awesome. Michael, I know you have a couple more you want to get to this morning. I just wanted to take a quick second to make sure that we salute your fans who just joined us. You're listening to Vet Talk Radio Show. We're live this morning on Tuesday, December 13th of 2022. It's show number 12 for Michael of the second season. And Michael Hopkins, I just have to remind everybody about the schedule, because we, after today, today's Michael's last show for the entire year for the Vet Talk Radio Show. After today's live show, Michael will be back with us. Michael, you'll be with us New Year's Eve night. So in case have nothing to do,
yes, definitely.
We're going to do some special veteran shout-outs and talk New Year's Eve night, so Saturday night. We're counting down Dick Clark style right here, so dial the same 516 number at about 10 o'clock East Coast time, and we are going to count down to the new year, and we're going to have some special veterans on to talk, so you guys are invited to join us. Michael will be with us and the Angels, so it's going to be really, really nice. Okay, Michael Hopkins, just wanted to make sure. So, Michael, just to be clear, after today, the next Vet Talk Live radio show from 6 to 9 a.m. will be on Tuesday. Now, this goes into the new year. It'll actually be on Tuesday. Should be the 7th. It's around the 7th of January. We're going to get that. Let me take a quick look here at our calendar. We want to be clear. It will be Tuesday morning of January 10th. It'll be Tuesday, January 10th. It's the next live show. Okay, so after New Year's Eve night, we're on a special nighttime edition starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time at night. That goes till 12:30 in the morning. Then you'll hear the next Vet Talk Live show on Tuesday, January 10th. Okay, so just be aware, that third Tuesday, January 3rd, we're off. So Michael will be back with Vet Talk Live on Tuesday, January 10th of 2023. So wanted to be clear on that. Michael Hopkins of Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm turning the mic back over to you, sir. Take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, sir. Now, in this series, the last thing that a lot of veterans want to do is go to the Board of Veteran Appeals. That's a longer process, Kerry.
Oh, man. It sounds like
it's longer. It might be a 2 or 3 year process if you really have something that you're having a problem with the claims and compensation section.
Did you just say a 2 or 3 year process?
Right, if not longer, because there are thousands of people in the pipeline with this right now. That's been one of the things that the whole Office of Veteran Affairs has been trying to straighten out, trying to fix, because there are so many veterans in this pipeline right now. There are thousands of veterans in this pipeline. It might be 200,000 veterans. But that one, you know, it takes a lot of time. And that's why a lot of times it's a lot easier to go ahead and do the first two that we did, that we talked about, either the supplemental or the high-level review. So it's a lot easier than to go the other route when you're dealing with what we call the BVA or the Boards of Veteran Appeals and law judges, and it just kind of goes on and on and on. So, you know, that is the third option. If you really, if a veteran really doesn't agree and they're having a problem, this is a lawyer type problem, Carrie. When you get to that point,
yeah,
a person needs to be dealing with a lawyer that specializes in veteran affairs. And there are lawyers out there. This is what they specialize in, veteran affairs with claims and compensation. So you, that person, they know what you can and cannot do, and they speak up on your behalf, just like you have accredited agents. They are accredited by the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C. They also can represent you in court because, you know, as veterans, we have our own court system, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of the vets don't know that, but we do. We have our own court system that's exclusively for veterans and the claims process.
That's incredible. We have to talk about that, Michael.
Oh, yes, we do. I mean, that's a whole show within itself, Karen.
Yeah. In 2023, I hope we can really get that.
That's going to be a great show. Yeah, that'll be a great show. Now, Karen.
Yeah.
Originally, we stopped at three actions that a veteran can take. But as I did some more research, I realized something. There's a fourth thing that veterans can do.
This is all new.
Right. I did some research and I said, wow, I missed this one.
So but, on the original broadcast that you did this, the same subject, you only mentioned three at the time. So today is an addition. Okay, it's a nice surprise.
That's why I'm glad, you know, people stood by, because this one is a very simple one that veterans can do. And this is what it is, Karen.
Okay.
We have representatives from different organizations that can help us as veterans. We have what are called VSOs, or Veteran Service Organizations, that are out there. And they're exclusively for veterans. And these organizations are free for veterans to use. They're free. F-R-E-E. Free.
I like that. Wow.
And some veterans know about them. Some veterans don't.
Some don't.
And they don't. Now, examples of these type of organizations, there are organizations like the Disabled American Veterans. You have the American Legion. You have AMVETS or American Veterans, just to name a few.
Wow.
They're free organizations that any veteran can go to for help. Even if they don't even know how to fill out a claim, if they can't even spell the word claim, they can go to these organizations. They can sit down with what we call a VSO, or Veteran Services Officer, who is versed in how to help a veteran fill out the paperwork to file a claim. As I said, and it's free. And Carrie, guess what else?
What else?
Across the United States of America, there are state-run veterans organizations, state run. And guess what? You know that magic word we just said?
Free. F to the R.
Free. F R E E.
Yes.
They could go to these organizations, and these organizations will help them. Does not cost a dime. They will help you if you're having issues with your claims, if you got denied.
Great.
they can go over your paperwork and help you. Simple as that. And then last but not least, Carrie, and I talked about them briefly, you have VA accredited lawyers and claims agents. And they will help you if you filed and you got denied. These two people can help you. The lawyers, they have to be VA accredited lawyers, which means the VA, Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C., have given them the authority to help veterans. Same thing with the claims agents. They're authorized to do this. There are a lot of organizations out here, Carrie, and they help veterans with the claims process. And that's all fine, well, and good. But what happens is you have to be, as a veteran, we have to be very careful when we're dealing with organizations other than the ones that I just talked about. When you're dealing with private people who are not, or they're not authorized by the federal government to help with claims, and they charge a fee to help you, you have to be careful because, see, sometimes what happens, you give these people power of attorney. You don't know if they're going into your checking account or savings account. Some of them, when you do get a lump sum of money from the claims and compensation people, sometimes they have you sign paperwork. And Carrie, they can get up to 33% of your windfall.
That's a third of the money.
A third of your windfall.
Yeah. Michael, I hope that in 23 we can do a show about this. This needs to be an important part of the conversation in the new year. And I also want to let your fans know that when we come back on the air, on Tuesday, January 10th, is the first Vet Talk Radio Show live in 2023. And Michael, we are starting a new series within a series within a series called Ask a Veteran. It's called Ask a Vet, and Michael is going to help us to pull this together with any questions and all of that. We've got a lot of new content on the way for the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I'm so happy. Michael, today was amazing.
Yes. That is beautiful, Carrie. I love that.
Yeah. Well, it's been an incredible year. I just have to say, we started the first Vet Talk radio show of 2022 was way back on January 4th of this year. And so we were still in season one at that point, and Michael was still kind of navigating his way. So you've come a long way, Michael Hopkins. A long way with the veterans.
Yes, sir.
And you guys have been incredible. You've been wonderful fans of this show, and we do nothing but wish you so well, especially during the holiday season, your families, your friends, and all that you do. And I want to remind you to stay connected to us. And again, it's easy to do that by simply going to our 24-hour, we have an online community that's set up for just the veterans and the fans of this show. So simply go to grab your pen and paper, folks, if you don't have it, at www.hairadio.com. You guys know that's my network, hairradio.com. Go there, and you'll see Michael's own section. He has an entire group page called, what else? Vet Talk Radio VTR group page. You'll see it right there. So what you want to do, again, go to hairradio.com. That's HAIRADIO.com. There's only one R in the middle of that, HAIRADIO.com. Go to the forum tab. You'll see the big button. You can't miss it, the big old forum tab. And right there, you'll see Michael's wonderful Vet Talk radio show. You'll see him pictured there.
click on that. It'll open up to all his articles and items. And, Michael, you'll be keeping everybody abreast during the next couple weeks online, correct?
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
All right. And as always, you can shop right there as well for gifts. It's not too late to get items and things like that in our gift shop. You can get Vet Talk mugs and T-shirts and all kinds of things. Michael, let's go ahead and get your outro on. I just think it's been an incredible time. We thank you. We thank your families. Michael, any last words today for the fans of Vet Talk Radio?
Yes, Carrie. It is all about the vets, their families, the advocates for the vets. It's all about all of them here at Vet Talk Radio Show.
Absolutely. And celebrate again with us New Year's Eve night starting 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here. Dial the 516 number. We'll be live on the air, and we'll be counting it down. And we'll have the vets on and Michael Hopkins. All right, folks, here's the outro. We'll see you back here. Thank you for everything that you've done this year. Outstanding job, Michael, and the Vet Talk Radio team. Here's the outro.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio.